Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, live from the Rome Film Fest. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Matt Micucci, and as ever, I'm locking up the show. Today, I'm the final appointment of our Roman days here. And it's the third daily show, lots to get through. We're all very tired, so we're just going to try and get this out of the way as soon as possible. We may have people coming in or out. There's just been an awards ceremony, a Women in Cinema Awards, and lots of people were given prizes, women for their contributions to movies and men who loved them. Anyways, I hope you're doing well in the times of the coronavirus. We're still trying to figure out if that motorbike needs to get somewhere very important. And also, if the festival is actually going to end. There's a lot of people saying that it may not even get to the end of the run. But until that happens, we'll most likely be here. In fact, they're probably going to have to kick us out. And all right, so what I wrote these notes earlier today, and I don't know what I'm about to read anymore because it's been a while. But all right, we're going to open up with Tigers. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of the films that have been presented at the Rome Film Festival this year. I mean, not this year, today. Tiger is a film by Ronnie Sandal, and it's a film that's based on a true story about a young man's struggles to become a professional footballer. Footballer. What's that? Footballer. A footballer. It's because the mask. I almost swallowed my mask while I was saying that. So it's like I just sucked it.
Take it off, man.
I don't know. So, can I take it off?
Yeah.
Is everyone? Have other people?
No,
it's. I can't do it. All right. So, a footballer. He tries to be a professional footballer. Joins the. I said it again. Good night. I said it again. A professional soccer player. All right. Joins the rank of a major football team, Inter Milan to some. We like to call it Inter. But it's based on a true story. Young promising talent, a champ, if you will. And no, it's fine. She can get Lash again. A young football talent who is just. And anyways, he can't deal with the pressure, so he goes a bit crazy, and then ends up writing a book about it, which you know the film is based on. So that's Tigers. It's not about tigers at all. Anyways, carrying on. This is completely different to the type of content you've just seen if you guys live streamed. Were you watching the interviews earlier? Very professional stuff. This is real laid back stuff, you know. It's late night. We're trying to, you know, be cool, you know. And anyways, another film that was presented today in the program is called Palm Springs. And it's directed by Max Barbacow? I'm seeing a lot of nodding. And it features that guy from SNL called Andy Samberg. You see, when it comes to SNL, I prefer the Bill Murray days or... Who else? Why are you making that face? Are we not live anymore? I'm just going to keep talking anyway.
Abbiamo un problema di connessione. We got
I'm just gonna keep talking
connection
anyway.
Problem.
We got a connection problem. Folks, we got a connection problem, and it's.
We got a connection problem.
And why is that?
I don't know.
Are we on?
No, not yet.
I wonder if we are, anyways. Then you just keep talking. The moment, this is a conspiracy, the moment I made fun of SNL, this is a conspiracy, the moment I started giving out about today's SNL compared to the golden days of SNL, when you had people like Norm Macdonald, John Belushi, who else is there, Chevy Chase, Eddie Murphy, Gilbert Gottfried, who else, Bill Murray, they were cool guys. I don't know about this Andy Samberg fella. Anyways, he's got a movie. He's presenting a movie here that he's in, and it's about... See, I didn't see it, but I got to tell you a story, guys, listeners. Come closer. So I was in here listening to interviews about this film, And all I kept hearing were words like weddings and dinosaurs and travel. Sounds like my honeymoon. I don't know what it's about. It's about a wedding and being stuck in time. I don't know what it is. But anyways, it's supposed to be quite pleasant, and it was screened in Sundance, and maybe you like it if that's your kind of thing, you know? Anyways, I want to rewatch Animal House. Wow. You want to? Yeah. That was a cool SNL flick, Animal House. You guys ever seen it? Comment in the section below. You ever seen Animal House? Or what else? Vacation. What else? They did a few films, the SNL gang. And, seeing as we brought up Bill Murray, he made a couple of good films in his lifetime, did he not? Yeah. Guys, comment in the section below. What's your favorite Bill Murray film? Your favorite film is Ghostbusters. What's your favorite film, sir? Bill Murray. You don't know.
Wes Anderson.
Oh, all right. So, there's Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
That was a cool one.
What about Groundhog Day? That was a good film, right? Yeah. That's a good film.
Lost in Translation as well.
Yeah. See, I've got a problem with the ending in that film. I got a problem with the ending of Lost in Translation.
Why, man?
Because I don't understand. I think maybe the screenwriters got lazy, and they couldn't come up with like a final speech or something. So they just had this whispering scene. And so the real like highbrow people said... They said it doesn't matter what they said. What matters is that they had that final moment and it was all for them, you know? I don't understand. I'm kind of shaky about that because I kind of would like to have heard what Bill Murray said, whispered in Scarlett Johansson's ear.
But because they have been lost in translation.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, yeah, and listen, this is I understand your explanation, but I don't agree with it, and I don't agree with it, and frankly, I'm disappointed.
Just move on, man.
All right, no, I'm just kidding. It makes perfect sense, actually. So anyways, but it is a good film nonetheless. Sofia Coppola, a good friend of us, of Fred Film Radio, by the way. She writes postcards every Christmas and sends flowers to the Fred Film Radio household. I almost said a bad word because of the thing. Like, what does household sound like? Like a bad word? Can you think of it? Yeah. It sounds like you're not allowed to actually say it. Because we are media partners of Alice nella Città, which is geared for a younger audience who is not allowed to hear foul language, a lot of them. And speaking of Alice nella Città, can we talk about... some of the films that have been presented here? I believe we have an interview for a film called Specials, which, as far as I could tell, is about educators in a rough neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Right. Whoa. And I didn't see it, but Chiara Nicoletti was here earlier, and she interviewed Reda Khatib, actually. She interviewed him. He once played Django Reinhardt and learned to play the guitar for that role, so... Awesome guy. But anyways, the film is called Specials, and it's The Specials, and it's by Eric Toledano and Olivier Nakache. I gave it my best shot. It also stars Vincent Cassel. Oh my goodness. My pronunciations are so... This mask is so bad for these things. Anyways, can I say something else too? Yesterday was Totti Day. I guess today was supposed to be Totti Day. Today for me was a Fellini day because I interviewed representatives of two films that are screened here as a special sort of celebration for one of Italy's premier film directors of all time, whose centenary we celebrate this year, by the way. Don't forget it. This is the year of the 100th birthday anniversary of Federico Fellini. And so there's two films that are celebrating him here in Rome. One of them is called... La Fellinette, and it's by his niece, whose name is Francesca Fabri Fellini. And another film is called Fellinopolis, which you can tell from the titles they're playing with his name and all that, so that's pretty witty, I guess. And it's a documentary surname. That takes us right behind the scenes of the world of... What'd you say?
A double surname.
A double?
Surname. Federica...
Fabri Fellini, yeah.
Yeah, why is that?
But you know, what you just drew attention to is something that escaped me because I must be an idiot, frankly, that Federica, if you take away the Fabri, would clearly just be Federica Fellini. So that's
deep, man.
I guess you kind of have to have a middle name then if you're... Because you don't want to be going around saying, what's your name, Federica Fellini? Yeah, right. You're kidding. you're kidding. Right, so I forgot what I was saying. Anyways, these two films are celebrating Fellini's centenary. And if you have... My favorite? I don't have a favorite, but I guess I can recommend... for beginners, watch La Strada. Because I feel like that's a good beginner's film for Fellini. For I have a soft spot for And the Ship Sails On because it's sort of... You get an idea of how much fun he had building the sets and trying things out. And, you know, it's just such a cool movie, that film. And it's so underrated, I feel, in the Fellini canon. But I guess my favorite Fellini film, I'm going to be really obvious and say La Dolce Vita. I have a soft spot for that. I just love that film. I mean, come on. What's your favorite, guys? What's your favorite Fellini films? Amarcord, yeah.
La Città delle Donne, man.
Oh, City of Women. City of Women, yeah. I want to watch that again. That film, scenes of that film were in a... Filippo, what's your favorite Fellini film?
La Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita, yeah. We got two votes for La Dolce Vita. Comment in the section below what your favorite Federico Fellini is. Federico Fellini, can you all say we speak your name after I say it? Okay. Federico Fellini, we speak your name. We speak your name. Let's do it again. Federico Fellini, we speak your... No, 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 you got to do it after me. Federico Fellini, we speak your name. We speak your name. That worked very well. We're going to do that again. All right. The legend Federico Fellini. I almost knocked the entire studio over, I felt like it. But anyways. Fellini. All right. So another film that was presented on the Alice nella Città is Ibrahim by Samir Guezmi. And it's a coming-of-age story about a young man at a crossroad between the good life and the bad life. So basically, he's either, you know, we've all had those moments when we could either, you know, graduate from high school or college, or we could deal cocaine. Now, that would get us in a lot of trouble, you know? Could make us rich. Oh. Oh. What? What? Just tell the folks, explain to the folks at home who are not able to see.
The phone fell because of me, but I just over-dramatized.
All right.
Throwing myself on my knees on the floor and with my hands on my head. And everyone was, oh, what is going on?
It sounds like I'm speaking with Roberto Benigni right now. I am a watermelon. I cannot contain my joy. Remember when he hopped on the seats? We got Roberto Benigni here. You want to read some Dante? You want to read some Dante?
Yeah, it would be interesting to meet
would
some
be interesting
Dante,
to
yes.
meet. Can you stay here for 1 second and I'll be right back?
Yes.
Okay, you entertain the folks.
Okay, so...
Come on.
Finally, I have my space. I can speak out loud about the things that pass through my head.
Ow. Oh.
But the question is... Matt,
no, continue, I got a lot for some.
The question is, are you ready to listen to what I have to say?
Go on, no, but
are
no,
you ready?
No, don't be all jokey, say serious things about the festival.
The festival, well, the festival, you know, we were all taken a little bit aback. Because we came here with a lot of will to work all together toward a brighter future for cinema. A better future for Fred, for Alice in La Città, for this city.
Okay, you can stop. But stay here.
Oh, let me finish.
Okay, you are from Rome, right?
Yes, I am right. From Rome.
Okay.
And
what was it like growing up in Rome?
I grew. Well, it was good. It was nice. It was busy and late.
It was late?
Like, yeah, the public transports, but.
Transport is always late. But, yeah. Typical Italians always complaining about public transport being late. You know when the public transport wasn't late? I can't make that joke because otherwise the live stream
will be
cut.
Make it.
No, I can't. I can't. I can't.
Do
but
it.
I actually, if anyone understands what the joke was, I obviously I'm joking. All right. So okay. Anyways, can I read you something? So we're in Rome. Michelangelo, the great sculptor, spent a long time here, and when he arrived, and so we all know that Rome is a city of a historical city, right? But I read something that medieval Rome was not the majestic place that it would have been during the Roman Empire. In fact, this is what I came across. Medieval Romans colonized the vestiges of the ancient city as sea creatures might a sunken ship. Amphitheaters and temples were turned into fortified strongholds. The monuments of the imperial capital were used as quarries for building materials. An entire neighborhood was devoted to burning classical marbles, sculptures included, to turn them into lime, steadily reducing the glories of antiquity to powder.
Peasants.
All right. It's pretty terrible to think about that, but right now as we speak, because of the coronavirus, governments are cutting funds to the cultural field everywhere. And so we need to be careful because we don't want to pulverize cultural heritage of the countries everywhere. So when we're here, you know, at festivals and we're risking our health and safety, let's not build ourselves too much. But, you know, you may see something like the Rome Film Fest as something that is not necessary. I mean, why are people putting them on? There's a pandemic. They should be staying at home. Well, the thing is, guys, that if we stop talking about culture and we stop supporting culture, then we kind of lose sense of ourselves where we are, and we risk slipping into something very serious. We risk giving up our human rights and democracy, right? Because sometimes we get silly, but we can also make serious points. So I made reference to medieval Rome. Hey, listen. No. All right, so listen.
I'm impressed, Matt.
Exactly, right? Okay, so now I need to get back there because it's my show. And but thank you.
I will come back.
But thank you.
Than
yeah,
ever.
You can come back tomorrow. Thank you very much. Don't take the chair. Okay, so back to the Rome Film Fest, and I guess we went a little over today, but I felt it was nice because I know that people are just kind of at home, they're not doing much, and just you know, they may be feeling a bit sad. But hey, it's a good time to develop, right? Okay, so what else did I want to say? I said that. I guess I said it all. I guess what I want to say is that Fred Film Radio will continue to cover the festival over the coming days. We will continue to interview people. We're going to continue. Everybody, hey, if anybody wants to come along in the studio, is in Rome and is down at the festival and wants to be interviewed, if it was up to me, we'd interview everybody. But listen, we're probably not going to be doing that. But we're good. We're, you know, we create good content. We're good people. We're good. Would you guys consider yourselves good people?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a delayed answer. I guess you don't really hear it. Well, I guess you know. So anyways, continue to follow fred.fm. You'll find podcasts there and also 24/7 programming with plenty of content that we create here in Rome and also in previous festivals that we've done. Also, we'll continue to do the daily shows. We're not there yet. Also, the social media stuff. There's exclusive content there, including the videos of deities and interviews. Anyways, the point is, what day is it today? Sunday. All right, well, guys, if you're, you know, it's Sunday night kind of sucks. I realize that, but I guess everything will be all right. That's not necessarily true. Why was the point of that? What was the... Are you trying to tell me that I had to shut down the show? What the heck is going on?
Turn off the light.
What is the... You got to turn off that one as well. Do you want to turn out that one off as well? No, I was kidding. I'm kidding. You going to turn it off or not? You leaving me hanging like this? Just turn it off, man. It's okay. That sucked. That made no difference at all.
Just move on, man.
Anyways,
what's your point?
My point is, continue to listen to Fred Film Radio. Continue to watch the content that we create. We also have a YouTube channel that we should plug. We'll continue to be at the Rome Film Fest and also media partners of Alice nella Città. So you can betcha that we'll continue to be here until the festival might even be cancelled in the upcoming days. We never know. But till the next time, folks, stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.